If you have a child with special needs, planning ahead for his or her financial future, especially in terms of insurance, is a complex process. The reason is that every situation presents itself with its different set of circumstances. So on this episode of Finance Rules, Eigenberger & Weiner's monthly podcast show, insurance agent Dave Beck is going to share a three-part process that parents can use to help make it easier to develop a strategy that will work for your family. Hello and welcome, Dave.
Thank you, Hope.
So let's get started. First and foremost, how do parents begin to prepare for a child with special needs?
Well, the first step is to make the commitment to plan and to come up with an overarching plan, one that is coordinated between the legal aspects that have to be dealt with, the insurance aspects of it, and finally the retirement planning aspects, because they all have to work in union with one another. Otherwise, there could be some unintended consequences.
That makes perfect sense. So give us some specifics. First of all, let's talk about the legal considerations. What do parents need to do to plan legally for their child with special needs?
The first thing they need to do is to make certain that they're dealing with somebody who specializes in this area. The general practitioner is not the person you want for this. Once you have settled upon, okay, this is the attorney that I'm going to deal with and feel comfortable with, then you start talking about special needs trusts, letters of intent, wills, medical directives, powers of attorney, things of that nature. And you have to make certain that these things are done correctly. Otherwise, you could disqualify yourself for federal or state assistance because of the improper titling of assets or the way in which they are held.
So step one, legally, find a lawyer who's got specific experience with this, and this is their area of specialty.
Absolutely.
Okay, so step two, let's talk about insurance planning. What do we need?
Insurance planning, you really need to look at it in terms of how much does my child rely on me for support. It's about, monetary support that I give to my child, and then it's about some of the non-monetary support that I give, whether it be driving to the appointments, taking them to the doctor, helping them with just simple things that we take for every day, like balancing our checkbooks. You might have to get somebody to help them with these things. And then we have to try and somehow incorporate that into the uncertainty that's associated with special needs, because we don't know the true degree of support that they're going to require from us 30 years from now. So the current thought is you prepare for the worst and assume that it's not going to get any better than where you're at today. Hopefully it won't get worse, and prepare for it as such.
So in terms of retirement planning, obviously it's a different scenario if your kids aren't going to eventually be out of the house. So what do parents with special needs kids need to do?
They need to take a look at it in two different ways. Is what is my current income level for retirement projected to be if it were going to be just, myself and my wife? Then it has to take into account your child with special needs, about how much support, once again, that I may be recalled upon to give to him or her, and how is that going to impact my lifestyle in retirement? Because there's only a finite number of dollars that I have available to me, so I'm going to have to try and plan for this eventuality, and it might be that I have to work longer, save more, and take a lower lifestyle of retirement possibly, or some combination of all three to try and make this thing work. But once again, it's about, I prepare for the worst and the worst case, and, if it doesn't happen, then I'm happy.
The emotional toll this takes, obviously, is pretty impactful and humongous. And you have personal experience with this.
Yeah, the emotional side of this thing is something, that I don't normally address. My thing is all about numbers. But I watched my parents years ago struggle with my sister and getting her the help that was needed for, her mental health issues. And it was much harder back then probably than it is today for certain reasons. And, mental health is much more accepted as a true disability than it was, 30 years ago. So there was a certain stigma that was attached to it that isn't attached to it today. It was very difficult for them, but even once we got past that, it was the planning that had to go into it, and the amount of the time of their day and their life that it consumed was enormous. So it was very hard for them. I was in my own little world because I was only 18 years of age and I was still somewhat narcissistic. So it's kind of the way I go.
Well, this is a very important topic and one that isn't really, there's no light shown on this. So thank you very much, Dave Beck, for sharing your thoughts on this. And if people have questions, how can they get in touch with you?
They can always call the office here. You know, more than happy to help anybody in any way, shape, or form that we can.
Excellent. And you can also reach Dave at dbeck, D-B-E-C-K, at ebwllc.com. So you are listening to Finance Rules, Eigenberger & Weiner's monthly podcast show. I'm Hope Katz-Gibbs, the co-host for this show. Thank you for your time. We'll talk to you soon.